You've got to see this, Sarah. It'll jerk your heart right out of your chest.
Ha, too late. Her heart had been jerked out of her chest 9 years ago when she was a naive, foolish 15-year-old. Not that she thought about Travis Walker all that much. And if that embarrassment hadn't been enough to make her a dyed-in-the-wool cynic, the accident she'd suffered in college had sealed the deal. Absent-mindedly, Sarah's hand went to her stomach, and she rubbed the scar that still ached from time to time. She glared across the top of her computer monitor at her literary agent, Benny Gent.
I'm not doing another book tour at Christmas, Benny. Last year and the year before were exhausting. I know. I was there.
He stood in the doorway of the dining room she'd converted into an office, one shoulder slouched against the doorframe, cocking his oh-so-charming grin. He'd dropped by after a power lunch at Movers and Shakers, a hip new uptown restaurant, with her publisher, Hal Howard. In his hand, Benny held a piece of notebook paper. Sarah could smell his aftershave from here, expensive and exotic, star anise and cardamom. He wore a designer suit, crisp, cream-colored button-down shirt, and a paisley silk tie. His dusty blonde hair was clipped in a short, young executive-on-the-go style, and he was perpetually bronzed, courtesy of the spray-tan salon in his building. Benny had the energy of a nuclear power plant, and sometimes the guy simply wore her out. Even so, he was her closest friend and confidant. Oh, who was she kidding? He was her only real friend. Sure, she had plenty of acquaintances, but he was the only one she considered a true friend. Getting emotionally intimate with people had always been tough for her, even more so after Graham had died. Sadness shot through her, as it always did when she thought of her Graham. She'd been gone 8 years, and Sarah still missed her grandmother deeply.
I was going to say a nightmare, Sarah said. I get all claustrophobic around strangers. You live in New York City.
That's different. People ignore you in Manhattan. I like being ignored.
Ah, so it's the celebrity factor that bothers you, not crowds.
It's the people factor that bothers me. The thing is, you thrive on glad-handing and parties and travel. Me? I'm just a curmudgeonly hermit with a bah humbug attitude toward Christmas. Call me Scroogetta.
And yet you wrote a Christmas book, for children no less. Imagine that.
Yeah, well, everyone has lapses in good judgment.
It made you rich.
You didn't come out of the deal so badly yourself.
You're in a peevish mood.
I told you, I hate Christmas.